Thank you for having me. My name is Laura Miller, as she said, and I'll be here to present our paper entitled Experiences of Young Breast Cancer Survivors in Appalachia. And there are no relationships to disclose. The Appalachian region, I'll talk a little bit just about this in general and the culture here. I am from East Tennessee. University of Tennessee is on the very eastern part of the state of Tennessee in the Appalachian region, which is a kind of a unique culture. Some of the communities in this area are very, very rural. They're very isolated. Some of the communities and some of the counties that are in this area outside of the university area, there are no hospitals, there are no clinics. These counties may have a public health department, and that is really primarily the only resource where people can go for health information, health screenings in the county. So they'll have to travel far, far miles to get to a clinic, to get to a hospital, to get to any sort of really, respectable healthcare unit. And because of this, breast cancer mortality rates have been higher among Appalachian women when compared to mortality rates across the rest of the country in some years. And this is, like I said, a unique culture. It's one where perceptions about healthcare, perceptions about getting screened are potentially different from the rest of the country, and it's also a place where there hasn't been a whole lot of research on why are the mortality rates higher, why do they tend to be higher for women with breast cancer in this culture, and what is going on in this region, in this kind of Appalachian area, what is going on here that is making these mortality rates and is making healthcare so inaccessible for people in these particular areas. And kind of coupled with that, the other part of this study is to look at young breast cancer survivors. Specifically, we were looking at women who were under 40, 40 and under, who had had breast cancer and who had had a diagnosis of that in the past. As we heard from previous presentations this morning, cancer survivors and the numbers of those and the rates of those are going higher thanks to screening, testing, early screening, and things of that nature. Young women under 40, women under 40 are a growing group of breast cancer survivors. Younger women are getting breast cancer now at younger ages, and it's becoming just more prevalent in this particular age population. Some research has begun to look at the experiences of younger women. A lot of the research that's out there on breast cancer experiences and things of that nature, what people experience, information seeking, have been targeted to older populations, women 40 and older. There has been some research out there on these younger populations, but little has looked at the younger woman's experience, particularly in the Appalachian region of the United States, on the, kind of the eastern side of the country. So our research aims then were to address young breast cancer survivors' experiences in the East Tennessee region of Appalachia, to get an idea of what their experiences are like, how are they experiencing breast cancer, where are they going for information if they're living in these areas, in these counties, where there's not a whole lot of health resources, and they're living without computers, they're living without internet access, like we've heard this morning, where are they going, and how are they looking for information? Also to explore survivors' communication and information seeking about breast cancer in rural regions. Like I said, if they're living in a very isolated, very rural area, there may be a public health department in that county, but they don't have a whole lot of other resources, particularly if they are diagnosed with breast cancer. Where do they go? They might not have a whole big support network in those particular areas. So these were our aims, trying to kind of intersect this, looking at young breast cancer survivors' experiences, and also coupling that with what are their experiences in the Appalachian region, and what can we do to maybe make this a little bit easier. So what we did is we conducted in-depth one-on-one interviews with survivors under 40, and the average age here was about 35, ranging from age 26 to 38. So very, very young group of women. We used constant comparative analysis to look through the data, and we basically asked the survivors questions about where they went for information, what types of information they might have wanted to see that they didn't see, preferences for information, where they would have wanted to go, things that they would have wanted that might have been directed a little bit more towards their age group, as opposed to breast cancers in general, but breast cancer survivors who are under 40 and the unique experiences that they may be going through. So what I'll do now is just kind of talk to you a little bit about and share some excerpts from some of the interviews that I conducted. They're going to be organized around young women's experiences, the things that they went through, the things that might be specific to younger populations of breast cancer survivors, and then also breast cancer survivors' support needs and informational needs. What they thought about in terms of what they wanted in terms of information, their support needs, the things that as young women, as women under 40, what they were hoping to see and what might have made their experience a little bit easier. So I'll share some excerpts with you now to kind of illustrate some of these things. One of the things that a lot of these survivors talked about was that breast cancer was difficult, I'm sure, at any age, but they talked about kind of the unique difficulties that they experienced as a young woman going through this particular experience. So this woman said, "I'm sure breast cancer is difficult at any age, but when you're older, you are just more established. Young women are just starting their lives, their careers, their families. Being in that life stage makes breast cancer even more difficult." So one of the main things that these women talked about is trying to manage breast cancer and going through the treatments and surviving that experience, coupled along with, you know, raising a family, getting their career started, and getting everything in their lives going, and trying to manage that all at the same time. Another thing that people talked about, and this might affect older women as well, but is dating after breast cancer. And this was something that a lot of the single, younger breast cancer survivors talked about. This woman said, "Being young, breast cancer really impacts your dating life. You don't have a whole lot of energy for it. And then you have the pressure of explaining it to guys. How are they going to react? Will they run? It makes dating much more complicated, especially because of things like not being able to take birth control pills anymore." So things like this are really impacting these young women's experiences. Again, older women may be going through these things as well, but particularly for these younger women who are, I think this woman was 27, not married, trying to kind of navigate this experience, dating. How do you tell this to a guy? How do you disclose that to someone? Other unique experiences that happened, particularly for younger women, a lot of the women talked about this. This woman said, "My treatment threw me into early menopause, which is not something I otherwise would have thought about for years. Luckily, I have already had kids. Otherwise, that becomes a serious issue for young women who want to start a family someday." And a lot of the women talked about this, that, you know, having kids after breast cancer treatment might be difficult. It might not be a possibility, throwing people into early menopause, and things of that nature. We'll talk about this in a little bit, but a lot of the women talked about not having a whole lot of information and not having a whole lot of support relating to these issues, and kind of just trying to figure that out on their own as they were going through this and as they were kind of learning about maybe the lifelong impacts of their treatment. Again, this woman was talking about the experience, particularly of younger women. She said, "I do think that when you get breast cancer at a young age, you have so much more to fight for. I think about my mother who is 68 and she got it, and I think she would just give up. But when you have young kids who say, 'I can't live without you,' it just makes you think about getting better." And this was an interesting thing that a couple of the women talked about, that the younger women seemed to have a very good fighting spirit. And a lot of them talked about the fact that, well, when you have young kids, you can't just give up. You have to just keep going. And several of them talked about this idea that if I had been older, you know, if I had been, you know, 70 or 75, I might not have felt that way. I might not have felt so spirited in really trying to survive it. But, you know, because I was 32, I felt like I have so much more going for me. So I'll talk now about some of the informational and support needs of some of these women, things that they wish that they would have had in terms of information and in terms of social support as they were going through this. Some of this has to do with the Appalachian region and not having a whole lot of support in that particular area and a whole lot of informational resources. This woman said, "Information is generally directed to older women. Even the images and books are of older women." And she talked a lot about how she felt so isolated in this experience. I think she was 28, and how she would look in books and she would look for things on the internet, and they were all quotes and they were all experiences of women 50 and older. Even she said the pictures and books that doctors would give me or I would find in the library, I didn't feel like anything really fit me, is what she was kind of going on to say. Another woman said, "You look around the waiting rooms and they're full of older women. It made me feel so out of place because I could tell they were staring at me wondering, could she really have cancer?" And so this was another thing. And a lot of the women talked about how isolating this experience of breast cancer was because they were young and also because they were living in this region of the country where there was not a whole lot of other women who were going through the same thing. And they looked around and they didn't see anyone, even in waiting rooms or in books, that would be similar to their age and similar to the things that they were going through. Of course, older women might have some of the same experiences as younger women, but what they were saying is when they looked around and they saw people who were, you know, twice their age, they felt, gosh, is this really happening to me? I feel so out of place in this hospital, in this waiting room. Is there something else that could be done for that? Again, talking about the isolating experience, this woman said, "I'm sure it is at any age, but being young and having breast cancer is so isolating because you look around and see no one else like you." And this was a common thing that people talked about. You look around and you don't see anyone else like you. None of your friends have gone through it. You know, there's nobody in books that looks like you. There's nobody in the waiting room that looks like you. You might be the only person in your county under 40 who has ever experienced breast cancer before, and you're living in this rural area and you're not exactly sure even where to go. This woman said, "I was hesitant about going to support groups because I assumed that people would be so much older than me and that I would feel out of place." So again, you can kind of see this theme of feeling out of place, not feeling like you really fit in with the breast cancer experience or what we think about as a breast cancer experience. And these women really talked about this isolating experience. Part of this might be the regions of the country that they come from, the counties that they come from, not a whole lot of other women going through that, but also looking around and seeing, I'm the only one under 40 here, I'm the only one going through this experience. And they talked about how isolating that really was. In terms of information needs, this woman said, "We could use more information about fertility issues and what it is like to be a young mom trying to balance breast cancer at the same time." So she was talking about how she would have liked to have seen more information and be given more information or even have more information available to her about fertility issues after breast cancer treatment, how that might impact her life, and how she could go about making decisions for her future in that regard. This woman was really interesting. She was 26 and found out she had breast cancer when she was pregnant with her third child. And she said, "There was virtually no information on having breast cancer while being pregnant. Nothing. There was no one else in my region who was pregnant. I even had a hard time finding information about it online." And she said that it was so hard to find information. Her doctors didn't really know what to say. Her doctors had never seen anyone who was that young, pregnant, and diagnosed with breast cancer. So, you know, she also talked about how isolating that experience was and that, you know, there was nobody else like her in her region, in her county, even had a hard time finding information about it online. So in terms of improving that information, we might be able to help things like that. Also in terms of kind of the region of Appalachia, this woman said, "Someone in my community do not know about breast cancer and they do not have computers to do research. They're not going to take the time to get a mammogram. So we have to bring mammograms to them or they will not get tested." This goes back to this kind of this very rural, isolated region of East Tennessee and also other parts of Appalachia where people might not know about this. They might not know that about self-testing, they might not know about mammograms. And if they don't have a place to go in their county to get screened, they're not gonna drive an hour and a half to the next county to get a mammogram, particularly if they've never even heard of anyone in their county who has it. So the access to resources, things like that, particularly in these counties, this woman says, "People in my area aren't gonna go get mammograms. If we want to test them, if we wanna get them screened, we're gonna have to take it to them." So I'll just kind of conclude with some implications and discussion. You can see from these quotes that these young women are facing unique challenges or facing unique experiences, some of which might be different from older populations of breast cancer survivors, some of which there's not a whole lot of information out there on. You know, I talked about the woman who is pregnant and the women who are dating and things like that, that there's not a whole lot of information out there. They were wishing that they could have more information that was tailored to their particular experience and tailored to the young age that they were, the unique things that they were going through, and the unique experiences that they might face throughout breast cancer treatment and also throughout survivorship. Informational resources and social support should be tailored to fit women of all ages, and to make sure that they're getting information and they're seeing resources, they're seeing books and they're seeing pamphlets that have young women in it so that they know that other people are going through this too. Making sure that there are social support groups out there that are tailored for young women to make sure that they feel comfortable going to these groups and talking and feeling like they have a place. A lot of these women talked about feeling very isolated, that they didn't have anyone that they could talk to. None of the information really fit them, and they just felt like, I don't know why I got breast cancer, I don't know where it came from, but I don't have anyone to talk to about it. And I think in terms of, at least from my perspective and from a communication standpoint, this is something that we can really improve for these young women. We might be able to improve some of this information and make sure that we get them the information that is tailored to what they're specifically going to be going through. Questions or comments? Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, and that's a good point, and thank you for pointing out those resources that you work with. There are some support groups and things online, and I think for some of these women, they didn't really have access to computers, and they didn't really have access to some of that, but there are some things out there, and I have heard of that, so that's great. Thank you. Was there another one? Yeah.
We have a proposal that's under review right now that is looking at the incidence and mortality rates in Appalachians, the Appalachian Cancer Network.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Incidence is slightly lower as compared to urban areas in this country, but mortality rates are quite a bit higher. So the question I have is, do you find that in women in Appalachia, are they more reluctant to even want to find out information because they hear about breast cancer in their neighborhood or in their county, the mortality rate is much higher. So I would imagine that there's a lot of fear, what is called the ostrich effect.
Yeah. I definitely think that that might be part of it in terms of actually seeking out resources, because they might hear of one person in their county who they have heard about through church or whatever it is, and that person didn't survive. And so there's this kind of fear about it. There's not enough women out there who have it to make it in this region to make it to where people are talking about it in, you know, kind of a more of an open way. And for some of these women, they said, I never would have thought about it. I never would have went to go get tested if I didn't find a lump myself. So they're not thinking about it in that, and that part of that might be age, but I think part of it too is just regional. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.